With me today is Yasmin Bowman, General Manager for Cambridge Weight Plan, and we are going to talk about happiness on International Day of Happiness. Good day, Yasmin.
Hi, Mirjel. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time and happiness. So today is International Day of Happiness. What makes a person happy?
Well, Mirjel, we research commissioned by Cambridge Weight Plan shows an overwhelming number of components that make up a person's happiness. And the research has showed that making just one healthy change, such as losing weight, can create such a positive shift in momentum towards a much happier you.
So it's true that they say that what you feel inside will reflect on how you feel outside, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, the research shows that a staggering 60% blame their weight for their hang-ups. And even more Australians have said that being overweight impacts their social confidence, which can have such a significant impact on life decisions and outcomes.
So what you look as well on the outside can reflect on how you feel on the inside.
Absolutely, it can. Just under half of those surveyed have said that they were not confident in public places because of how they appear on the outside, which can be very life-altering. And about a third suffer from anxiety, and many feel isolated in their social circles as well.
Weight is something that a lot of people in our society has focused on in the last few years. And especially, you know, some people, like some women would consciously try and lose weight for a special day, like their wedding day or, you know, being a bridesmaid in a wedding. A lot of women would consciously go on a diet so that they look good. But in our society as well, not everyone, we know for a fact that not everyone who's slim is healthy, and not everyone who has curves is unhealthy.
Absolutely, and you raise a very good point. And we understand that not everyone who's overweight struggles in these areas or with mental health, and vice versa. The research shows, though, that there is absolutely a relationship between our weight and how we feel about ourselves. And with two in three Australians overweight or obese, that's a huge amount of people who aren't living healthy and, most importantly, happy lives.
How do we maintain, or how can we create a healthy, happy life?
Well, from our experience, weight loss, there are many psychological improvements that come as a result of weight loss, and our research shows that these transfer into so many aspects of people's lives. So being able to play with their children and take part in school activities, whereas before they didn't want to embarrass their children by participating. And this was evidenced in the research, with half of those surveyed saying they were a lot more body confident than they were before their weight loss. We're also seeing, as a result of the research, that people now enjoy exercise. They've also found love, and some even received a promotion at work.
So it's all about being active.
It's not just about being active. There's definitely diet as a key component to how individuals feel about themselves.
Actively dieting, as they would say.
Actively dieting, absolutely. It's definitely twofold, yes.
So it's all in your mindset, so you have to have that determination to start on day one.
Absolutely. You need a goal. A goal is so important to achieving long-term success in this area. And we also find that people with lack of confidence and low self-esteem are greatly assisted through one-to-one professional support, such as that of a consultant or a GP.
So it's important that we have someone to talk to and someone to help us along the way.
Yes, yeah, superior support, superior and professional support is really a key in the weight loss journey, that's for sure.
I guess it's also someone that you can rely on or call when you're feeling down.
Absolutely. It needs to be somebody that you can trust and someone that you can relate to and that has also been on that as a journey, or someone that understands and empathizes with the issues that you face and can put good solutions in place and give you the tools and strategies that you need to overcome the issues. And it's not, weight is often the end point weight gain. There are so many underlying factors that are at work to cause weight gain to happen. And so going on that journey with someone will really help you unpack and identify what those are and give you strategies to help you deal with that.
And someone to push you when you're feeling down.
Absolutely, and don't we all need that?
And so on International Day of Happiness, the key to happiness is a healthy inner and outer you.
Absolutely. A holistic approach, a holistic, healthy you, body, mind, body and soul, and being a healthy weight and having someone to go on that journey with you to get to a healthy weight is such a critical component of finding happiness, which we all want, don't we?
And it's not an easy task, but it's worth
Absolutely
the hard work, isn't
it?
Thanks very much, Yasmin Bowman from Cambridge Weight Plan, and happy
You're welcome.
International Day of Happiness to you.
And to you, Muriel. Thank you.